This week's Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety revealed the circumstances that are forcing young people into aged care. The Commission heard the testimony of a range of young people with a disability living in aged care who compared it to living in prison cells. Sarah Richards reports.
The Royal Commission into Aged Care focus this week was on the 6,000 young Australians living in aged care facilities. The majority of people under 65 living in aged care have a disability and lack other affordable and accessible housing options. The Director of Policy and Advocacy for People with a Disability Australia, Roma Hollywood, says forcing young people into aged care is a breach of their human rights.
Our concern is that young people with disability who are being placed in these facilities are in fact doing that's occurring because there appears to be no other place for them to go. And we believe that young people with disability, even if they have high support needs, have a right to be able to live in homes in the community, just like everybody else. To be shut away and in a segregated environment without being able to live and participate in ordinary life with their peers is, from our perspective, a significant breach of human rights.
In March, the federal government released an action plan aiming to halve the number of young people entering aged care by 2025. Miss Hollywood says she is concerned about the other half, arguing that one young person living in aged care is one too many.
It concerns me about what's happening for the other half. So to me, I think we would say having one person living, a young person living in aged care is one too many. I understand the challenges around building new housing stock and how that is a long process when you look at, you've got to do development applications, you've got to do the designs. But I think what we need to be doing is looking at how we can improve the pipeline of investment in new housing stock.
While the NDIS has provided financial support for people living with a disability, it has also caused problems for some trying to avoid permanently living in aged care. Luke Bosher is the CEO of the Summer Foundation, who focuses on moving young people out of aged care and back into the community. He says NDIS wait times are too long for young disabled people and many aren't getting the funding they need to get alternative housing.
So the NDIS has been set up really well. What's not happening well at the moment, though, is that it takes a really long time for people to get approved. So this week at the Aged Care Royal Commission, we heard about people who were stuck in aged care for 6 months or more while they had to put together their paperwork for the NDIS to approve the support they needed to leave the aged care facility. And we also heard this week that 98% of young people in aged care don't have the funding for housing and support that they need to leave aged care from the NDIS.
Mr. Bosher says one of their clients described feeling trapped living in aged care.
And one of the people that we've been supporting is James Nutt. He lives in the Hunter area of New South Wales. And he appeared this week at the Royal Commission. And he talked about his experience living in aged care. And he said, I was sentenced to live in residential aged care for nearly 7 years. I say sentenced because it felt like jail. It's not right for a young person to get locked up in a facility like that. And that quote from James is really common amongst people with disability who say that being in aged care, they felt very trapped.
Mr. Bosher says since Mr. Matt left aged care, he has regained a sense of independence.
So now James lives in a really accessible apartment that's just across the road from a supermarket and around the corner from a bunch of cafes and amenities. So he's able to be really involved in his community. And he can get out every day, he can do things by himself.
He has three crucial recommendations for the Royal Commission and the NDIS.
The first one is that the NDIS should be supporting everyone at risk of going into aged care with the funding they need to avoid aged care. So making the NDIS accountable and responsible for supporting everyone that's at risk of going into aged care. The second thing is that we need more transitional housing. So need housing that people can move into with a couple of days' notice or a couple of weeks' notice, whereas at the moment there's a real gap in urgent and interim accommodation for people with disability. So more interim housing is needed. And the third thing we need to do is really build that database of who are all these young people in aged care, what housing do they need.
And that story was by Sarah Richards.